May the Lord bless you. What a privilege we have to come and collectively worship with brothers and sisters and to know that our Lord is our Heavenly Father. It doesn't matter what language we speak, what color we are, how old or how young, we love our Lord Jesus Christ and He loves us more than we love Him. And it's a privilege, absolute privilege. Shall we stand and, while you're there, I'll just open in prayer at this time. Lord Jesus, it's just what I said, it's a privilege for us. I was just thinking this morning, Lord, if you weren't there, who would I face on a Sunday morning? Who would I be connecting with other than the people in our home? But Lord, you're everywhere. You're there, Lord, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to help us. You love us, and to know that we are loved, it's so much easier for us to love you. Just bless the people that join with us on the internet, Lord, wherever they are. Uplift them, encourage them, keep them. They're our brothers and sisters, and the day will come where there'll be no day. It'll be eternity. And we'll meet and we'll know them by name. They'll know us. And we just welcome them. Just be with those that are yet to come or are not here to be able to come on holiday or whatever it might be. But we do worship you, Lord. Help us to reach out and touch you as the Holy Spirit comes amongst us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand and sing If the Same Spirit, number 556.
If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you.
It's a privilege, all right. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. I was just thinking, you know, that every day, and I'm sure it's the same with you, you don't have to answer this, but except for yourself, every day you're thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the sad part is there's millions upon millions upon millions of people in this world that don't know about Jesus Christ every day. It's so limited. That's why the world is so not, it just doesn't even think about the Lord in many, many cases. But there's a group, those that the Lord's chosen, will always remember Him and be a part of Him every day. Praise the Lord. Let's sing number 536, The Voice of My Beloved. Amen.
The voice of my beloved, holy, quickly come, sweep me o'er the mountains, o'er the hilly run. I long.
Fruits on the vine are. You fellas, and all of those that are yet to come that haven't made that decision, but I wish they'd hurry up because the Lord is coming very soon. Let's sing number 550, It's the Life Behind the Name.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the land, that in all things like a man, he would live so he could give to us the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the deep tremble.
That's where the power is, the life behind the name. Amen. The Lord Jesus, he's so, so good. You know, he thinks about you every day. Every day. He doesn't leave you. He's right there with you. Let's sing 703, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to Jesus, oh, for grace to
Praise God. We're going to have prayer requests shortly, but let's sing from our restoration book, Beautiful Christ. Beautiful Christ, King of my life is He. Beautiful Christ, beautiful Christ, He sure is.
Beautiful Christ, beautiful Christ, King of my life is He.
Seated. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. Just advising you that this afternoon we have our first of the year communion, which we have every second week, I think it is, normally. And so that's on today, and it would be good to see you here. We've got prayer service on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, as usual, every Tuesday. And as usual, we have a luncheon after this service this morning. Now, I was actually rather impressed by Brother Moses from India. We've prayed for a number of times. But we get a list that comes in on the internet and there like this and can be quite long and different things like that. But the way that he's actually put it, I thought, boy, that I wished everybody would do it like this, and I'm going to read it to you. And he says, please, this is from Brother Moses saying it, please pray for these needy requests in India. J.S. Babu, he is suffering form of throat concern. End of story. No big whole list of names and the whys and the wherefore, just the need. Because why? The Lord knows about every detail without Him writing it down. And we don't need to know it except we pray for J.S. Babu, B-A-B-U. Next one, Mrs. Samira is suffering from joint pains in her knee. Just remember her name, Mrs. Samira. Another one, Mrs. V.P. Ragam, David, is suffering from asthma. Another one, Mrs. S.B. Elsing is suffering from arthritis. Obviously part of this same family, I would. Oh, maybe not. And Mrs. E. Srinivas is suffering from lung cancer. And he says, thank you, from Brother Moses. Lord knows all about all the details. And if you can remember the name, just remember those there in India. Just remember Crystal. She's been asking for the health of her grandfather that's seriously ill. Just keep praying for her. We've been doing that for a couple of weeks. We asked to lift up Israel, which we do frequently, because the Bible says they that bless Israel will be blessed. But it's good to ask the Lord to be with them anyway, not just for our benefit. We thank our Lord for many answered prayers that we have prayed for in past, be it last week, 2 weeks, month, 5 years ago, 15 years ago. You may have an answer to come yet. See, the Lord never forgets when you pray, when you call, when you need help. He knows all about it before you ask, that you have asked, and that He will reply. Okay. Is there any prayer requests here anybody would like? 2 ears, one at a time. Diane. Okay. Diane Manning. Warrington. If I don't get the front names wrong, I'll get the back ones wrong. Yeah. Paul and Pauline, they're at a funeral out of town at this time. Just remember them as any others. Okay, we often ask if there's a prayer that you have before the Lord, that you have, just raise your hand. The Lord knows all about it. Hold on. Do not let go. He will answer you. Shall we pray? Precious Heavenly Father, what you did on the cross of Calvary, we can't even take it in. We know that you did. And in my case, you did it for me, Lord. And you did it for whoever will respond that you are the truth, that what you did was for them. Then no one is excluded. Nobody. And Lord, you did it knowing that you were going to be put to death for our life in eternity. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We know, Lord, that we have prayers that you have from us individually. Those that have prayed even yesterday, last week, month ago, whatever it was, you're fully aware of it. I sometimes, or quite often actually, Lord, just pray for the people that I said I would pray for, and me being human, I can't recall it even when it's months old. I can't even remember the name. Maybe the need, but you know about it, Lord, in detail. So we thank you, Lord, that you never forget, and you know, and you will honor it. So we do pray for all the people that we've prayed for, even for ourselves. It may be for pain. It may be for loneliness. These folk that I've read about there in India, all of their needs, without going through them all, you know all about it. We just stand with them, pray with them. You went to the cross for me, Lord. Surely we can remember some people that are in need of prayer. We just think of Diane at this time, Lord, and the Mannings there in Napier because they're from here. And those hands that were raised here in this auditorium of their need, not forgetting the people that listen in on the internet. God saw that request. If you raised your hand, he saw it. If you just had it in your heart and you thought, well, I trust the Lord knows, he does. He knows all about it. We've got to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason is there is nobody else, that will do what you've done for us, and that you will do what you will do for us coming up. We know, Lord, that your coming is soon. You're coming in a white cloud, and we just love you, Lord. We're so grateful that you first loved us. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Let's sing Flow Through Me, Holy Spirit. We'll just sing two or three and then Brother Howard will come. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. That's what we're here for. For the Holy Spirit to come in. How do you know that? Because the Bible says it will be so. And you'll feel it in your heart. You'll feel that little something Or why I need to recognize that. Where did that come from? It wasn't people around us. It was Jesus Christ reminding us of himself. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. Let's do it. As I lift my hand. Let's sing one that we like and we know it's true, and that is No, Never Alone. So if you after ask the Lord, he's right beside you right now. He's in your heart if you've made that decision. So let's just sing these words and just know that it's for us. I've seen the lightning flash. That's a promise to you, personally. Wherever you are, you may be in India right now, you may be in Africa, you may be in Australia, America, England, wherever you are listening in. The promise is for you if you want it. Thank you, Brother Howard. You may be seated. And we had some of the congregation come up and said to us that, oh, we just love your music.
Hallelujah.
We listen every Sunday in Gisborne. And so if you're listening, brothers and sisters, God bless you. And we're happy to do our little part for the kingdom of God.
Yes,
it's a real blessing to have that sort of feedback. And then they asked me at the luncheon to play the piano. What? It was a heap of junk. And they knew it. What we call a sea anchor. It was all out of tune. But they said, you'll make it live. You just make it live, you know. But anyway, it was a good time. We just enjoyed the fellowship we had with the different brethren. Brother Peter was there and his wife, Sister Bubs, and it was a good time, wasn't it, Brother Peter? Good time. Amen. So we just pray the Lord will bless them all and move upon each one. Hallelujah. Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord? God bless you, Brother Curry. He's come too. He's not going to miss it. God bless you, Brother Curry, and his wife, dear wife, Sister Wainui. And
We just pray the Lord will speak to our hearts. You know, I wonder how close it is to the coming of the Lord. It's nice to be getting very close. Nice to have these young people here. Are they your family, brother? That's your family? Huh? Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. You're very welcome. So nice to have you here. And we just pray the Lord will bless us all. And I just pray that he'll speak to our hearts, speak to mine too. So I wonder if we could just now stand for the reading of God's word. And it's from Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Says, therefore thou art excusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. How many times have we all been guilty of that? But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? What a beautiful scripture. I love that. May God just speak to our hearts this morning. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we do come to you this morning, very humbled, Lord, before you, knowing, Lord, that we are nothing. Lord, there's just nothing in us that's good except it be you. So, Lord, we just pray that you'll speak to every heart here and those joining with us, even here in Gisborne, Lord, that you'll bless them through the word of God, which is always life to our souls. You said, my words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And, Lord, we just pray that the Holy Spirit, the great comforter, the great anointing will come upon the speaker and upon the hearers. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's quite a powerful verse, this, Brother Keith. It's really powerful. It's the goodness of God. The goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance. That's pretty powerful. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. Now, I was saying to my wife at breakfast, God will lead you to the repentance, but you must do the repenting. He will give the opportunity and the conviction, but you must do the repenting yourself. God doesn't repent for you. He leads you to repentance. He wants to hear from you. So I just pray that the Lord will bless us to our hearts. It's good to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, Paul said. I think it's really important. And to know that we are kept by the power of God and we're kept by the goodness of God. We're not kept by ourselves. We're kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Who believes that? It's really wonderful to know that. And it's wonderful that the Lord Jesus has opened the door for us to enter right into the holiest of holies. Now, I just want to say the holiest of holies is not something imaginary. The holiest of holies is real and supernatural. Listen, brother, sister, we serve a supernatural God, and the only way you can come to him is through the supernatural. Not just coming to church and getting all full of knowledge. You've got to actually be a part of the Spirit of the living God. So we just pray that God will bless that to our hearts. In Hebrews 10, chapter 19, it says this very clearly, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. This is the only way you can get in. You can't get it in by going to church and being a good boy or girl. That's good, but that's not it. You can only enter in by faith, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That's his skin, his skin. That is to say, his flesh. It's because he consecrated himself and he died for us that we can enter into the holiest of holies. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Isn't that wonderful to have no evil conscience in your heart, but to be made clean by the blood of Jesus? Who wants to be made clean? Oh, I want to be made clean above everything by the blood of Jesus Christ. And our bodies washed with pure water. We know that pure water is the word of God. So we pray that he'll bless us to us. So do we realize that the high priest could only go in, this is in the Old Testament, you know, thousands of years ago, into the holy place, the temple, could only go in there behind the veil where God dwelt. Actually, God dwelt behind the veil, Peter. God was there, actually there. The power of God was behind that veil. And we know, without going into all the detail, how that Aaron's rod budded and brought forth almonds overnight, a dead stick, because it's in the presence of God. And the manna that was picked up for many years was in there, and it never went bad in the presence of God. And brother and sister, if you are in the presence of God, you won't go bad either. You'll be kept by the power of God. So we want to just rejoice and thank God for this. He's a high priest over the house of God. So let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, as we just said. Now, back to the high priest. He could only get behind that curtain once a year. Yeah. And if things weren't right, if he hadn't gone through the ordinances and the cleansing of his heart, the washings and all those things under the law, he would have been struck dead. Now we have a free access. The believer has a free access into the presence of God behind the veil through our Lamb, the blood of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's the high priest under the law, when he went in there, if he wasn't right, he was finished. But brother and sister, we can go in there every day into the high priest under the blood of Jesus. And it's not death, but it's death to stay out. We need to be in the veil. We need to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who believes this? It's a word of the Lord. We should be so thankful. Amen. So it's death to stay out from behind the veil. And he has made a way for us through his wonderful goodness. Now there's only one way to get into Christ. Only one. Not two or three. There's only one way. So we need to go back to the original gospel sermon that was preached on the day of Pentecost. And it was preached there. And we're going to read this from Acts 2:36. This is Peter speaking, just been filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember, the pillar of fire was above their heads. They're all praying and the Holy Ghost came upon them. And they're all filled with the Spirit of God. And I had the privilege of being in that room. I was telling the brethren up in Auckland, I've been in that room and the upper room. And I believe also it's the same place where that communion, the first communion that the Lord gave them, was also in that room. He said, go and find the large room. And this is where it is. And they claim, I can't prove it, but it's claimed that it was the same room for the day of Pentecost. And it's a big room. It's bigger than this place, definitely. Big stones and beautiful building, actually. And they were there, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so the Bible says, therefore, when he started preaching to them full of the Holy Ghost, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. He's been made both Lord and Christ. Who believes that? And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And said to prick means under conviction. They were convicted in their hearts. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? We are in a dilemma. We crucified the Lord of glory. And Peter said unto them, repent. Turn from your evil ways. And be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive, not maybe, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Who wants a gift of the Holy Ghost? It's a confirmation that God has accepted your faith in the finished work of Calvary. Amen. So we see that these 3,000 plus people out there, there's a big crowd. When they heard it, it was noised abroad and they all came, God brought them in. 3,000 plus souls were added to the church. And they were desperate to know what to do because they had crucified the Lord of glory, as Peter said. And so we have been guilty too. We're not going back to the Jerusalem. We are just as guilty as they were. Because Jesus died because of our sin. And his crucifixion came because of our sin. And the Apostle Peter's answer was clear and direct from the Holy Spirit. The first step he gave was repent. Repent. So how do you repent? You can't. You need God to help you. This is what our sermon's about. The goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance. Repent what for? To repent of our sins. Yes. And our terrible backslidings. Yes. Some will say, I've been a Christian for years. I don't need to repent. Oh, brother. That's not true. We need to repent every day. Yes. We backslide every day. I just got a really good quotation here. But I'm backsliding. Remember, you backslide every day. There's no way at all for you to keep out of it. But you're constantly falling. The Bible says Paul had to die every day. That's what it says. I die daily. Is that right? And he had to die every day, repent every day, and just constantly repenting all the time. And if Paul had to do that, then I'm going to have to do it too. Aren't you? Yes. Is that right? Yes. We need to repent every day. Yes. Brother, sister, never say, oh, well, I repented 10 years ago. That's very nice. What did you do yesterday? It doesn't mean you get saved over again. It doesn't mean that. It just means we put things right with God. We don't allow things to continue in our life, constantly violating God's word. Amen. So when it comes to repentance, we need to understand we cannot repent whenever we feel like it. Now, this is not my opinion. This is what God's word says, we'll see. We cannot even come to God when we feel like it. When we feel we'd like to come to him, we just can't say, well, I'm going to come to God tomorrow. I'm going to come to God at a convention sometime. You cannot do it. Jesus was very clear on this matter. He says in John 6:43, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except, there is an exception, the Father which hath sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. You see, brother and sister, you just cannot come to him unless God draws you. That's the only way. It's wonderful because it always works and it never fails. When God starts drawing you, it's so amazing. So we've got to come when the Father draws us to Christ. You talk about clarity. Jesus said, no man can come to me except you're drawn to him through repentance by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's true. We can hear the best sermons there are. We can go to the best churches there are, and there's lots of them. We can read our Bible and pray every day, which is a very good thing to do. Brother Tim, would you like to fix that aircon, please? Now, this is not an imagination. It takes God to come on the scene in your life. It will totally transform you. You say, how do you know, Brother Howard? I'll tell you how I know, because I've experienced it. I experienced when God came to me at the age of 14. He came to me. And I found out that God was real. He wasn't just in the church where everyone talks about Jesus. He came to me by the power of His Holy Spirit and transformed me in a very miraculous way and changed my life from that day to this. And you must have that sort of experience. Hallelujah. And that mighty reassurance of sins forgiven, you must receive it. You know, this takes place. You don't have to wonder if you have met God. You do not have to wonder if you have met God. You know you've met Him. When you've met Him, you know it. It's not somebody talking you into it or talking you out of it. I was there when He came to me. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? And brother and sister, if you've never had that experience, you can ask God, Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to come to me after I've repented, truly repented, true repentance. Not say, Lord, I'm sorry. It's more than that. Lord, I regret terribly my sin. And ask Him to forgive you. He will forgive you. If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Not just some of those other things, all of them. That's wonderful. Who believes that's wonderful? It's a reality to you, and you've got to be clean. You've got to be clean in your life before a Holy Spirit can come into you. A Holy Spirit will not fill an unclean vessel. It's got to be made clear by the blood of Jesus. It takes God and His wonderful goodness to lead you to repentance. As I said to you, God leads you to repentance. He doesn't repent for you and you know, says it's all right now. He wants you to repent. Call upon the name of the Lord. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You've got to cry out. Confess your sins. He wants to hear from you. Not just, oh, I go to church now. That's lovely. It's going to take more than that. You've got to meet God and you've got to do business with God and you've got to mean business with Him because He'll mean business with you. So important. May the Lord help us all. When it takes place, you'll know about it. And others will know also. You don't have to go around and say, I'm a Christian. Have you noticed I'm a Christian? You don't have to say a word.
That's right.
We're talking about it'll shine out of you.
Yes.
It'll shine out of you. You can't keep your mouth shut about the Lord, Brother Keith.
Hallelujah.
Do you have that problem? Because when He's in there, you just can't help talking about Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Just comes, bubbles up, you know. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Do you love the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
So good. So we know Him. And that a mighty reassurance of sins forgiven. It's great to know your sins are forgiven. What a terrible thing to be dying this afternoon and say, oh, I wonder if my sins are forgiven. You don't want to have that. You want to settle that now. You want to settle it before you cross Jordan. Brother and sister, you must get things right on this side. Absolutely. And He enables us when He draws us and He gives us His love, His compassion, and you know that God loved you and he died for you. Thank you, Lord. So as he enabled you to repent by the Spirit of God upon your life. So this being our subject, we need to speak about a little. It's God's goodness that he leadeth you to repentance. Oh, how we need to praise him. Who loves the Lord? Is that all? Who loves the Lord? That's right, Brother Pessa. You love the Lord too. I saw some of your Tongans yesterday. They love the Lord too, brother. So we thank God for his goodness. You know, if you feel the Spirit of God leading you to repentance, and this is such a sacred thing, this is nothing to be bandied about. Oh, the Lord came to me last night. Don't talk like that. Just say, I love him. Because he came to you last night. You know, don't make a big thing of it. Just say, I just love the Lord. And when you feel the Spirit of God calling you, we are blessed among millions. As somebody said here today, there's millions out there that don't even know the Lord. Here in Gisborne, there's thousands of people that don't even know God, don't know what is up and what is down. They have no idea what's happening to the world. They have no idea that Jesus Christ is coming extremely soon. And we've got to be ready to meet him and to go with him. I want to go with him. I don't want to be left here. We're going up, Brother Peter. Hallelujah. It's just so wonderful. We're going to meet him. Yeah, it's important. It's important to be redeemed, to redeem the time, to make good opportunity. If you feel the Spirit of God moving on you, move real fast. Don't stop. If you feel God moving on you this morning, do something about it. Don't say, oh, yeah, okay. No, you do something about it. This is your life, and you need to do repentance. I need to repent. We need to get closer to God. Hallelujah. So when you feel that need to be serious with him, seize the opportunity that you've been given. No wonder there are many tears of thankfulness to God, how God has stepped into people's lives. There's so many wonderful testimonies out there. There's been many books written. And people who are just real crooks, real bad, and God graciously came down and led them to repentance. Who wants to be led to repentance? You know, brother, sister, even though we love the Lord, we walk with him for many years, it's good to be led to repentance again, have a fresh repentance. I want it to come upon me. It's not a thing for everybody. It's for you, between you and God, that he'll lead us to repentance. I'm so glad he does. Praise be to God. He would lead us to repentance. We cannot do this in our own strength. People say, I'm going to be a Christian from now on. You'll last about 30 minutes. That's how long you last. You'll get out the door and you'll blow up or something. That's no good. You've got to say, Lord, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Soften me down. Make me a real loving person for you and for your children. Hallelujah. So may he lead us, for we cannot do this in our own strength. What a great tragedy is that many feel the Spirit of God moving on them, and they neglect so great a salvation. Actually feel God moving on their hearts, and they resist that. That's awful. Never do that, brother and sister. If you feel him moving on your heart, get out and find him. Get on into a secret place somewhere and get on your knees and ask God to come into your life. I want to feel him every day drawing me closer to repentance of my heart and attitude. I want him to be really like he is. I want to have the mind that was in Christ to be in me. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, don't ever neglect when God is speaking to you. Young people, if you feel the Spirit of God starting to speak to you, be thankful. Because not everybody gets that opportunity. Many are called, but few are chosen, Jesus said. So you can be called, but don't do anything about it. That's not good enough. You've got to say, Lord, I really want to repent. I want you to come and get a hold of my heart. And say, how do you do it? Don't worry. When the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you know how to repent. It comes from God. Some people might shout, some people might weep, but it doesn't matter as long as it's truly from the heart. A true repentance, a quickening by God. We cannot do this in our own strength. These people, they neglect such a privileged opportunity. Such a privileged opportunity when God moves upon your life. He moves upon your life tonight. When you're in bed, say, thank you, God, that you've come to me. I never realized you were so real. I just humble myself to you. You don't have to say a lot of words. Just pray in your heart, Lord, I just want to be a real Christian. As we said recently, many want to enter the kingdom. Many get close to the kingdom. But they make light of it. Jesus said so. How we need to be sincere with God and come to Him reverently. Not to come to Him casually or neglectfully. We always must remember this. Here in this life, this is the only place that you can repent. Right here on this side of Jordan, that's death. This is the only place that you can repent. When you cross over, it's over. What you are is what you are. So we see this is important. When we cross the Jordan, the river of death, it's too late then. Now is the accepted hour. Now is the day of salvation, the Bible says. People say, oh, well, I've been a Christian for many years. Why do you have to talk about it? Listen, it's not for me to talk to you about it. It's for God to talk to you about it. You know the truth. You're not just struggling with. You know the things you're going through. And all the battles and the trials. It's between you and God. And He loves you to come to you. For Him to come to you and lead you to this place is a wonderful love of God being manifest. Don't abuse it. Don't turn it down. Don't neglect it. Say, Lord, yes, I really need to do business with you. I don't care. Well, I'll preach the gospel. I've done this and I've done that. Means nothing to Him. If He's calling you, He wants you to separate unto Himself. Right unto His word. Whatever His word says to do, you're willing to do it. Who wants to do that? I want to do that. Praise be to God. And so we see, how should we thank? We should thank Him every day. We have reason to thank Him and to praise Him every day. Hallelujah. Because it's so wonderful, the goodness that He's led us to repentance. He did not lead us to Calvary. If he did not lead us to Calvary, we would be lost in our sins today. We've got to come to Calvary. And it's a good time to revisit Calvary often. Revisit Calvary often, brother and sister. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. The scriptures confirm it is all of Him that we find. When we give all of our hearts to God, you'll get all of God you need. Let's turn to Ephesians 2, verse 4. It says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. Oh, listen to this. Even when we were dead in sins, hath He quickened us together with Christ. When you're serving the beggarly elements of the world, when you're a worldly and a little rat bag, and you had no God in you, and you weren't going to church, you weren't even praying, and God came knocking. Who's had that experience? He came knocking. It's when he came knocking and it changed your life. Hallelujah. Believe that, Sister Marnie. That's it. You know, when we come to God, we people say, oh, if I go to church and I go down to the altar and I kneel and I pray for 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour. No, it's when God comes to you. And when he comes to you, that's the time to surrender. Say, Lord, I know you're present. I know you're speaking to my heart. And Lord, I want to get right with you. I know, Lord, that you died for my sins. You took all my judgment upon your precious body. And I thank you, Lord, this morning that you have done it for me. And I can be saved. And if you come this afternoon, I'm going with you. Hallelujah. Who wants that experience? Especially us old ones. We haven't got much time left. But to know that when he comes, we're going. Hallelujah. What a day. What a tremendous time that will be. So even in our sins, even when we were dead in sins, he came knocking. People say, what was that? Something's moving in my heart. Maybe not even in church. They feel a calling. I remember when I was a young boy and I was up in the hills out here. I was just a young kid, 14 or so. I remember it as clear as clear. And I felt the Spirit of God come on that hillside. And he spoke to me. And he showed me that heaven is just there. And I want to go to heaven. And I want to be a part of God. I had a more desire to go to heaven than go to church. There we are. And I used to go to church. But I felt the presence of God. And brother and sister, if you feel that presence of God, you need to get on your knees and seek his face while he may be found. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, Sister Robin. There's a time when you can find God and there's a time when you cannot. That's the truth. Draw ye near to him while he is near. So we haven't got through our verse. Even when we're dead in sins, hath quickened us with Christ. By grace are you saved. Hallelujah. And hath raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say praise the Lord, somebody. It's so wonderful to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And in the ages to come, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us. As time goes on, you're going to see the glory of God in your life, not because of you, but because he loved us. And his mercy called us. And in his goodness, he led us to repentance. Through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved. Through faith. And that not of yourselves, the Bible says. It's nothing to do with you. It's all because of God's goodness. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Well, I just want to start singing, but probably not the thing to do, not being a singer. No musicians, nothing, I'm in the fix. But I was thinking of that. Jesus is a wonderful Savior. He will carry you through. He'll carry us through right to the end. He starts the work and he finishes the work. Thank you, Lord. The God knew we could not save ourselves. God knew you couldn't save yourself. Not a hope in the world. But by his goodness and grace, he came down and died for us. The king humbled himself as a servant. He came amongst men and he died a sinner's death for you. And you are responsible to receive that and say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. You say, Brother Howard, that's the gospel. What else we got to preach about? What greater subject to preach about the saving grace of Jesus Christ? And by his grace, he led us to accept it. And that's the whole thing. You could not receive repentance unless the goodness of God led us to it. Praise the Lord. He led me to repentance. You know, let me give a little testimony. I got a lot of testimonies. I don't want to bore you with a whole lot of testimonies. But I used to be a postman. Can you believe that? I used to bike for 17 miles a day. Not a day. No, yeah, 17 miles a day, yeah. And do you know what, brother and sister? I remember going at Wainui, and I had to go down one of those side streets in the farming area. And I was thinking of the Lord. And I went right down to the end. And I put the mail in the letterbox. I turned my bike around. And he was there. The Lord came down on my bike. Brothers and sisters, I'm not making a big story. It's a fact. And I just felt the presence of the Lord Jesus wrap his arms around me. And I just wept and cried on that bike in the country. I was so glad to meet the Lord again. Who wants to meet him again? You know, it's a good thing for him to meet us. I want a daily walk with the Lord. I don't want to just go to church on Sunday. I want him to be with me when I'm a postman or wherever I am. I want him to come to me. That experience was very precious to me. I shared it around the world and blessed many people with it. It's not complicated. He came to me by the goodness of God. He led me to repentance. And so we realize it's all his doings. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God, here it is, it is God which worketh in you. He worketh in you. What for? Both to will and to do of his good pleasure, not mine. He saw you a long time ago, Peter. He saw me a long time ago. And it's his good pleasure that he worked in us. I believe this. Who believes? Say amen. God working in you. It's God that leadeth you to repentance. It's God that saves. It's God that keeps. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord here. I love him. And I want more of him. I just want him to fill our hearts. You know, brother, sister, we just all give our hearts to God, all get into the Spirit, one mind, one accord, God will come down in power. I'm telling you, he wants a people of unity, people who are unified and close to God. Not playing church, being sincere with the Lord. According to his good pleasure. Now, we all have the same thinking faculties. We all think. As we do. But God graciously comes and takes the scales from our eyes to see him. I mean, I could see the Lord in here, and you may not. I'm not saying I do see him. I've never seen the Lord. Never had that privilege. Many people do, but I've never had that privilege. But doesn't God works in mysterious ways, as wonders to perform. God can move in Brother Lee's life in a certain way, and he doesn't move in mine that way. And vice versa. Brother Tom may have a vision. He gets visions and things. I don't get that. I sometimes get dreams, which are proven to be absolutely of God, because they come to pass. Dreams from God must come to pass. Otherwise, you question it. I'm just saying that because it's the truth. It always comes to pass. So may God help us all. Furthermore, when God starts to bless this blessed work on us, he does not give up halfway through. He doesn't give up halfway through. Hallelujah. Men quit many times when doing good. They do, they quit. Weary and well-doing. That's what happens. But not our Lord. In Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He doesn't start working on you and you feel the Spirit of God moving upon you and then he gives up. Oh, boy, they're not very good. I'll just leave that. Not God. He which hath begun a good work in you. I'll read it to you from the Amplified Bible. It's found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and I'm closing. And I'm convinced and sure of this very thing, Paul says, that he who hath begun a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. You know, brothers and sisters, that's what we want, a completed work. He did it. Let him just work on us. He will. We are truly a blessed people to let us rejoice and open our mouths, giving him thanks for his redeeming grace and for his goodness in leading us to repentance. Praise the Lord. Shall we just stand for prayer? Praise be to the Lord. Lord, we just love you, Savior. You're our Savior. You're our healer. Lord, you're our baptizer. You're our comforter. Lord, you're our encourager. We just thank you for your encouragement, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. When David said when he was troubled, he just started to think on the Lord and encouraged himself in the Lord. Lord, I just pray when we go through trials and testings, we will encourage ourselves in the Lord. Move upon each one here, Lord. And all those that join us, may you move upon them, Lord. We love them. We love the body of Christ. We love the body of Christ here and afar. And Lord, we know there's a lot of people joining these services. And we just pray that you'll mightily bless them and lead them into repentance. Lord, I know they want to be. I want to be. All of us want to be, Lord, filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Oh, God, may the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, fill our hearts this morning. Let us praise you from our hearts, giving you glory, the Lamb of God that gave his life freely for us. We thank you, Lord, that you've led us this far. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, how we love thee. Ah, wonderful, far away. We had wonders. Now I'm coming home. A pass of sin to God I've trod. Long out to God. You might be looking on a TV screen or on your tab or on your phone, but you reach out to God and say, Lord, I'm coming home. I want to come home, Lord. Lord, I just want to be a part of you. Fill me with your Spirit. Lead me unto repentance. We ask it in Jesus' name. Ah, wait, stand me. Oh, yes. Thank you. time if there's people here in the building that want to come home, you want to come to the Lord Jesus, you can't come to me, I can't help you, but the Lord can. And He's here, ready to receive any surrendered heart. And God is speaking to your heart, I'm giving you this opportunity. If you want to come down to the front of this church, we'll pray with you. That God will bless you and fill you with the Holy Spirit as you surrender to Him. I'm tired of sin and straining, Lord. Now I'm coming home. All trust Thy love, believe Thy word. Lord, I'm coming. Let's sing from our hearts, brethren, from our hearts. Coming home, coming home. Never goes to earth. Open wide my arms of love. Lord, soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home, my strength renewed, my home is gone. Lord, I'm coming. Anybody want prayer? Now's your opportunity. Coming home, coming, Brother Lee. Never more to roam. Lord, I'm coming.
Be seated at this time. I'm going to just pray and thank the Lord for our luncheon. But you know, after what Brother Howard was saying, my experience is a little different. The Lord wants me to tell other people about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what I want to do. That's the desire in my heart to do. But the experience that I have is that in different places, some of them on aircraft over to Malaysia and Singapore and places, I want to tell somebody about the Lord. And then he comes in and I feel his presence. And I kind of feel, well, you know, what am I going to say? What am I going to do to encourage this person? But I just know to take my handset off. It's not me doing it. It's the Lord doing it. And he's just given me the words to help. And coincidentally, it was happened about three times in an aircraft, different aircraft, going different ways. And I've told them, and I feel the presence of the Lord in the conversation. And then the tears just start rolling down these girls' eyes, totally different, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, what it was. But that was the Lord doing it. I could feel his presence. All the desire I had was to tell whomsoever all the time. Sometimes I'll be at a meeting and can't even know the language and different people, you know. But I just say what the Lord gives me to say. I don't try to work it out. Just say what the Lord puts in my heart. And he does the work. We've all got something to do for the Lord. Okay, well, look. Let's sing one here. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. I thought about that when I looked it up. Standing somewhere in the shadow, somewhere in an aircraft, somewhere in a bus, somewhere you'll be with somebody. I even get to people at times and I don't have that. It's just nothing, but it's just not there, so I'll leave it alone. But the next person, oh, that one is interested. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the friend who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere. Jesus, we're very grateful for what you've given for us today. We know it's the truth. We know that because your Holy Spirit confirms it to our heart that says that's the truth. And if we haven't got that yet, we just look at the Word of God in the Bible and it tells us there in written words, Lord, it is all you. We can do nothing without you. Without you, Lord, the Bible, it says you can do nothing. It's God that does it all, everything. Help us to be used, Lord Jesus. Be with the folk that haven't yet made that decision to come into the hands of our Lord Jesus for their eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the food we're about to have. Bless the hands that prepared it. Be a blessing to us, Lord. Uplift us. Be with us, Lord, in the meeting this afternoon at 1, Lord, and also with the communion we're about to have. May we all just stay behind and be a part of the communion. It's a reminder, Lord, of what you did for us. and we need to be reminded it's so, so serious. Undertake for everybody that's thinking about these things of God and encourage them along the way. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you go.